Good evening. I hope you're well. Looking forward to Shabbat, as well as to Purim, Motzei Shabbat. Please join me in saying the Anna B'Koach. Anna B'Koach, Gedula Chemincha, Tatir Tzerura. Aleph Bet Gimel, Yud Tav Tzadik. First verse connects us to Ahavatinam, unconditional love. Kabel rinat amcha sagvenu taharenu nora kufre shayin sintet nun. The two letters for the month of Adar, the kuf, the double agent that created the constellation Dagim, the fishes, the constellation Pisces, and the Gimel that created the planet Tzedek, the planet Jupiter. Na gibor dorshe yehudcha kevavat shamrem nun gimel daled yud kaf shin. Third verse connects us to sustenance, Zan, and also a sequence to take back the energy we've given to the other side through our mistakes. Barchem tacharem rachamei sidkatcha tamid gamlem betetresh tzadi tav gimel. Chasin kadosh, berotuha, Kuf Bet Tet Nun Ayin. Yachid Gea Ramcha Pene Zokre Kedushatach. Yud Gimel Lamed Pei Zayin Kuf. The sixth verse connects us to Mashiach, to Kabbalah, to speed, to the sixth millennium. Where are you going? Shavatenu kabel, ushma tziakatenu, yodea talumot. Shin kufav, tzadi yud taf. The seventh verse connects us to fulfillment. It connects us to ahavatinam. It unifies the four worlds. What will you do with this sequence? Where will you go? The eighth verse, the verse we say in a whisper, which we refer to as silently. Before I start tonight's reading from the Zohar, of the portion of Tetzaveh, does anybody have any questions? We are reading from section 14. On the 10th day of the 7th month, verse 116. Vayhi Noam Adonai Eloheinu aleinu maaseya bein hakunanei aleinu maaseya bein hakunanehu. Ketivu ve'esor lachodesh hashvi'i hazeh. Uktiv af ba'asor la'chodesh be'asor ba'asiri mi ba'ele ma be'asor ela begin dechashta yomada kol dargin ila'in atyan ilain al ilain lemishre al sihara ul anchara la v'kuhu biraza te'eser ad desalka l'mea v'kad kaima biraza de'mea kadin kol achad v'ikre yom ha'kipurim v'alda be'asor k'ema de'at amar zachor Shamor de Kulhu Atyan begin liyasara ul anhara lirazad eser. It is written on the 10th day, the Hebrew is Be'asor, of the 7th month, a verse from Bamidbar, from Numbers chapter 29. And also on the 10th day of this month, verse from Vayikra, Leviticus chapter 23. He asks why it is written Be'asor, literally meaning on day 10, when it should say 10th. Why 10? He answered, it is because now, on this day, all the high grades come upon each other. Meaning that the 10 Sephirot that have 3 first Sephirot are drawn from Ima to rest upon the moon, which is Malchut, to shine on it. And they all pertain to the secret of 10, so they add up to 100, because 10 times 10 equals 100. When it is based on the secret of 100, meaning that it has the first 3 Sephirot, then it is all one, for Malchut is one with Ima, and both are called the Day of Atonement. Therefore it is written on day 10, which is derived from the word source, as written, remember, Shemot chapter 20, and keep Devarim chapter 5. This is because 10th, the Hebrew would be Asiri, means an allusion to Malchut only, which is the 10th Sephirah, but 10, which is derived from source, indicates all 10 Sephirot together, for they all come from Ima in order to multiply by 10 every Sephirah and shine by means of 10, namely also including the first 3, the 3 first Sephirot. In the study of the Esther Sephirot, the 10 Sephirot, Rabbi Ashlag explains, in many of the Ari writes about it, and many of the Mekubalim, the Sephirot are not categorized as 10 unique, separate Sephirot. The 10 are one. Sometimes they're referred to in the sense of 5. When this is done, Zeranpin is a unification of 6 of them. Chesed, Gevura, Tiferet, Netzach, Hod, Yesod. So sometimes we speak of the frame of 5. Sometimes we speak of the frame of 10. Sometimes we speak of the lower 7. And sometimes we speak of the Gimel Rishonot, the first 3. All of this is the discussion of unity. The 10 is really 1. The 7 is always connected to the 3. The 3 is always looking to be revealed in the 7. And all of this confusion of separation and different words has different meanings, because as we've spoken and we've taught, in Hebrew, every word, there's no synonyms. There's no not having two words that mean the same thing. The word Az means goat. The word Seir means goat. Except that a Seir is a young goat, and an Az is an old goat. We need to understand the meaning, why we would be using 5, why would we be using 7, why would we be using the upper 3, why would we be using 10, and why would we be using the 10th, which is just Malchut by itself. The Esther Dibrot, the 10 utterances were given on two tablets, 5 and 5. Why were they not given 7 and 3? Wouldn't that be more related to the Sephirot? Something to think about, something to question, something to understand. What is the unity between 5 and 7, 3 and 10, and 10th? Verse 117. Adar Hisava Reshe Lekavle De Rabbi Shimon Viamarle Hayadana Dishelta Tire Bechai Beesor Vachodesh Hashvi Amarle Rabbi Shimon Vadai Beasor Yeot Hu I hakihu amai salik lemea behamikra la itchaze ela de salik beshavin mashma dikti beasor la chodesh hashvi bekad masre Lishvia eser zimnin Havadai salik lishavin Ale al da'achadarna Resha legabach Deha yedana deha kima Ant. The old sage turned towards Rabbi Shimon and said to him, I know that you have a question about this passage. On the 10th day of this month, Rabbi Shimon said to him, certainly, on day 10, what you said that it points to 10 is fitting, but if it is so, why does it add up to 100? From the passage, it seems that it all adds up only to 70, for it is written on day 10 of this seventh month. And when you multiply 7 by 10, it equals 70. He said to him, for this did I turn to you, because I know you are a wise man. Understanding when it is the frame of 7, and when it is the frame of 10, and how 7 times 10 relate to each other, and become the 70. As in the 70 nations, as in the 72 of the Sanhedrin, as in the 70 of it all. Or is it 100? This is what we need to understand. Verse 118. Kachati Tirain razin haka hade ara chodesh hashvii ikre chodesh hashvii asor begin deka menacharin la eser zinin hamea vetu hai mila deka amrat vaday l'shavin Salika bechayoma uvdarga deshavin ihu uvdarga demeya ihu ledarga demeya leashlema ulanchara uvhai hartarga deshavin tehabeyoma danati lekholama De Israel le Maidan Bekul hu kaimin Benishmeta yatir bigufa De habeyoma Da anuya De nafshayihu Vela megufa Kemadi at amar ve initem Et nachshoteichem, ki kol ha-nefesh asher lo, te'unech v'chayom anatir lekol, nafshyan v'chavo birshute, ve'ila kaima biraza, deshavin, let le'rishu b'nafshan, de'kiyuma de'nafshan, biraza deshavin, kada ayame shenotenu, bahem shivim shana v'gomer. Come and see. There are two secrets here. The first is that the moon, which is Malchut, is called the seventh month. And therefore, the month is called 10, as it says. On day 10 of this month, this is because they shine on it tenfold, meaning 10 sephirot, and 10 times 10 equals 100. There is another secret here, because what you said, that 10 indicates multiplying 7 by 10. It counts to 70 on that day, in such a manner that it is both on the in the level of 70 and in the level of 100. It is in the level of 100 in order to make it whole, with the three first sephirot, and shine on it, and it is in the level of 70, because on this day Malchut receives all Israel in order to judge them. They are all in the soul rather than in the body, because on this day the soul is afflicted, but not the body, as is written, and you shall afflict your souls. Vayikra, chapter 23. And for whatever person, the word literally is soul, shall not be afflicted. Another verse from Vayikra, chapter 23. For that day takes all the souls, and they are under its authority. Had it not been of the secret of 70, it would not have authority over the souls, because souls are maintained by means of 70. As it is written, the days of our years are 70. Psalms, Tehillim, verse, chapter 90. What is the secret of 70? And why does Yom Kippur come on the 10th day of the 7th month? The secret of the 70, and it implies that the Malchut, the ultimate manifestation, is the children of Israel. And therefore, all of the other nations, the other 70 nations, need to shine their light on the Israel nation. Or is it that the Israel nation needs to shine their light on the other nations? The secret of the 70. And why do we not afflict the body, but only the soul? And it isn't the neshama, the word is nefesh. We afflict our nefesh. Something to think about, something to take into account. Truthfully, I don't know the answer to these questions. But once the questions are asked, the answers will fly. The answers will come to fulfill them. Verse 119. La shalta, behu vaday shalta, behu avala bishlimu, kiman dezake yomin sagin, lepikude oraita, beakada bekulhu, shavin shanin az al da'atenenan echad hamarbe ve'echad hamamit man echad be'yehuda de'shavim shanin man de'asge u'man de'amit. You may argue that the souls of the children have not completed 70 years, and say that Malchut has no power over them. He answers, certainly she has power over them, but not completely, as over one who merited for many days the commandments of the Torah. Even so, the 70 years apply to everyone, both children and old people. Of this we learned of both the one who increases and the one who decreases. What is one? It is the unification of 70 years, of he who increases, namely the old, and he who decreases, namely the child. A little bit esoteric, but on a physical level, the words are clearly understandable. Verse 120. V'yalda b'yoma v'kippurei avar b'kuhu shavin v'ishtelim hay darga b'kuhu v'kol nishmatin salkin kameh v'dain l'chon b'dina v'kucha b'richu chayis alai hudi Yisrael b'yoma da. Mandila avar tina meruche lekapara ale kad salik slote bechayomatava behahu atar de ikre refesh vetit beihu metsulot yam vela salik leitatra beresha de malka. Therefore, on Yom Kippur, Malchut passes through all these 70, and this level is completed with all the Sefirot, for each Sefirah of the seven Sefirot acquired the aspect of the first three Sefirot, and they become 10 Sefirot. However, there are no inclusive three first Sefirot, and therefore they are 70. All the souls ascend before him, and he judges them with judgment. The Holy One, blessed be he, has mercy on the children of Israel on that day. Whoever has not removed the filth from his soul to cleanse it, when his prayer ascends on that day, it sinks into that place that is called mud and clay, which are code words for Samech Mem, the negative force, and Lamed Lamed, the female aspect of the negative force, and the depths of the sea. His prayer does not ascend to adorn the king, head of the king. The verse is teaching us that Malchut passes through Yom Kippur, and in that force of that passing, it unifies all 70 Sefirot, the 10 within the 7, which come to 70, the unity of everything. Verse 121. Biyom adala itzterich barnash beparsha chata'o kameachara begin dekamainun denadle hahimila vesalke lalela veitzachadin Vahi mila uma mishokevet hekecha shamor pidche picha kol shekeni nun Yazlevi ane lekatrega lon v'sachade ale v'kol sheken dechatzipu ihu lekame kola v'chilu shema dekucha berichu v'ad ketiv el titen et picha lecha ti et besarecha. On this day, a person should not reveal his sins before another, because there are many accusers who take this word, which he has revealed, and bring it up and testify against that word. As the verse says, from her that lies in your bosom, guard the doors of your mouth. A prophecy from Micha, chapter 7. Surely these accusers go after him and study how to accuse him and testify against him. But in addition to this, he is shameless towards everyone. Who is not abashed to reveal his sins, which is a desecration of the name of the Holy One, blessed be he? Therefore it is written, do not let your mouth cause your flesh to sin. Kohelet, chapter 5. In our judgment day, whether it be for the year on Rosh Hashanah, or whether it be the ultimate judgment day of our existence, the time of Mashiach, or it be the end of our life, when our soul is leaving the body, and we are judged as to whether to return in a reincarnation, or be cleansed in some other way. In that judgment day, the only thing that is used to judge us, to pass our sentence, is our own words. We are the only one who can judge ourselves. It's not God who judges us. It's us who judge us. We say words, we don't realize what we say, because we don't say it with consciousness. We say it from our higher self, who is receiving it in a different way. And all of that causes us to say words, to say a sentence. We judge another. That judgment is going to be passed upon us. We judge ourselves, those words will not be used to judge ourselves. Those words are forgotten by Hashem. We judge another, those words are kept to ultimately be our own judge of ourselves. Verse 122. Patach v'amar ha-chodesh ha-zeh lachem Rosh chadashim v'gomer V'kikuhu zimnin v'chadashin Lavinun dekucha berichu Elach ha-chodesh ha-zeh lachem Dilihu aval Ana masrit lelechon tilchoni hu beit galia aval sheviaha tilihu veadihu bakeseh vela beit galia yarcha dilchon ihu besidura keseder diat van Aviv dihu abegi yed bet ihu raza degi degimel aval yarcha sheviaa dilihu misofa diatvan matama atun mitata leela va'na meela letata. He opened the discussion saying, This month shall be to you the beginning of months. Shemot chapter 12. He asks, "What do not all the holidays and months belong to the Holy One? Blessed be He. Why does it say, this month shall be to you?" He answers, "This month shall be to you means it is mine, but I gave it over to you. To you means that it is revealed, meaning that the lights are revealed in it for Israel, but the seventh month is mine. Therefore it is covered and not revealed, as is written, at the full moon," the words literally say covered, "of our feast day." It's a chapter, a verse from Tehillim, chapter 81. Tehillim means Psalms. Your month is according to the sequence of the Aleph-Bet, in the order of Aviv, literally spring, because Nisan is called the month of Aviv, Kodesh Aviv, and Aviv is spelled Aleph-Bet Yud-Bet. This is actually Aleph Bet Gimel, because Yud Bet of Aviv is the secret of Gimel, because the reduced numerical value of Yud is 1. Thus the letters of Aviv, Aleph Bet, Yud Bet, numerically equal Aleph Bet Gimel. Yud Bet, Yud is 10 reduced to 1, 1 plus 2 is 3. Aleph Bet Gimel. Gimel is a numerical value of 3. But the seventh month is mine. Therefore its name starts with the last letters of the alphabet, namely Tishrei. Tav Shin Resh Yud. What is the reason? You are in forward sequence, Aleph Bet Gimel, which is from below up. Namely, the letters increase in numerical value. First Aleph, which equals 1, then Bet, which equals 2, then the Gimel, which we went through, equals 3. But I am in backwards order, Tav Shin Resh Yud, which is from above down, because the letters decrease in value. First Tav, which is 400, Shin 300, and then Resh 200. One of the secrets associated with the giving of Rosh Chodesh to the children of Israel, literally, man is being given by this mitzvah, by these verses, man is given control over time. Does a month have 29 days or 30 days or 28 days? What matters? What does control over time mean? There is a prophecy that talks and speaks about Mashiach. And it says, God says, that Mashiach will come in his time or quicker. When we learn to control time, then the 230 years that are left before the year 6000, those 230 years, which can be Mashiach coming in its time, or quicker, can be that the 230 years condense into the one day of now, and Mashiach comes now. Not even today, this instant. Control time. We'll talk about it another time. Verse 123. Adi li beresha di yarcha, ana yihu beit kasya, ba'asara di yarcha, ana yihu begin di ana, bechamesh kadmae uvchame shacharanin uvchame shtelitae vikadme tadiyarcha anayu begin chamisha yomin va'asara diyarcha anayu begin chamesh yomin acharanin batu diyarcha anayu begin chamesh telitae. This seventh month is mine. At the beginning of the month, I am covered. On the tenth of the month, I am covered because I am so during the first 5 days of the month, during the other 5 days, and during the third set of 5 days. At the beginning of the month, I am so because it is of the first 5 days. During the tenth day of the month, I am so because it is part of the other 5 days. During the 15th day of the month, I am so, because it is part of the third 5 days. The first half of the month, the moon is rising. As the moon is rising, it falls into the three columns. The first 5 days are sharing. The second 5 days are receiving. And the third 5 days is the central column balancing the two. But that's all within the frame of the 15. Because there's another frame in the month. The first 10 days are sharing, the second 10 days are receiving, and the third 10 days are balancing. But the second 15 days of the month, the moon declines. How do we understand all of this? It is the same as the 70. Understanding the different aspects that manifest in the relative relationship of whatever we are talking about. Always remember, there is no such thing as uncertainty. And there is no such thing as absolute. Everything is relative. And because of that relative, we perceive it as uncertain when it's not. Verse 124. Mate kulehai begin de kol yarcha. Da me alma ila aihu vi alma ila abiraza decha meshihu bechol zimna vizimna uvgine kach yachad aihu ka bakese vile beitkal ya begin di alma ila abakese Ihu v'kol miloi ve'it kasya ve'yar chada dekucha berichu Ihu bilchodo kevan demata yomad chamesar kedein garya kola ihu mata ve'chatuta desichara Vesichara ishteli imat Veitnahirat meima Ila avekaima leanchara Letata emigoy Nechora dileila Adikre reishon Kada ukachtem Lachem bayom harishon Ad hashta kaime kulhu yomin beraza ila amikan nachtin leraza tata'a. He asks, what is the reason it is so covered? That is, until the 15th day of the month. He answers, because this entire month is from the upper world, meaning from Bina. and the upper world is under the secret of five at any time. Therefore this month is covered rather than revealed, because the upper world is in concealment, and all its aspects are covered. This month is for the Holy One, blessed be He alone, and is not to you. Upon the 15th day of the month, it is revealed. Everything reaches the renewal of the month, of the moon. Therefore the moon is full and shines from Supernalima, which is Bina, and is ready to illuminate downwards from the lights above. There, therefore, the 15th day of the month is called by the name First, as is written, and you shall take for yourselves on the first day. Vayikra, chapter 23. Until now, meaning until the 15th day, all the Sephirot were based on the secret of the upper world, which is Bina. From the 15th day, the Sephirot descend to the lower of the lower, secret of the lower world, which is Malchut. Is it clear? Probably not. The first 15 days, the Sephirot are rising. The second 15 days of a month, the Sephirot are declining. One is direct light, one is returning light. One is desire for oneself alone, one is judgment, and one is mercy, desire to receive in order to share. It's understanding. Verse 125. Tachatzi biyoma ila ahavo ilain yomin kadmain razadi alma ila amandi im dina di alma dehadina la ishtakach bechai alma ela bedina tata'a Dida Elohe kol haaretz yikare Deitema dina di alma Dein leila ahe La itkere alma de chiru Alma din chiru de kol almin Alma de kol chayin Alma de kol chiru Veite ma midina deitak ihu itar dina legabe hai alma la yachlin kol almi alma le mi spal dehahu esha dakifa ila ala itman desavil le ela esha Diltata deihu esha, disavil esha. Come and see, the first days before the 15th of the month came from the supernal day, namely Bina. As it is the secret of the upper world, Bina. He asks, if so, who passed judgment on the world on Rosh Hashanah? Who, since there is no judgment in this world except the judgment of the lower world, which Elohim of the whole earth shall he be called? Isaiah chapter 54. If you say that the judgment of the world is passed above, in Bina, then Bina would not be called the world of freedom, a world in which the lights of all the worlds exist, the world that contains all life, the world of all liberty. Since Bina is called by all these names, how can you say that it contains the judgment to judge the whole world? If you say it is derived from the judgment of Isaac, namely the left column of Bina, this is impossible, because if it aroused judgment for this world, then the whole world could not bear it. For no one can bear this strong supernal fire of the left column of Bina, except for the lower fire, which is Malchut, which is a fire that bears fire. Let's see what this means by reading further. Verse 126. Elakima dalma tata adekulhu almin hakiname koldinoi me alma tata de Elohim shofet vedaik reindina ila a al hai alma ugin dihu darga shavia a Lagazir Gezera al Barnash Elame Esrin Shanin Ulela. He answers, just as this world of ours is the lowest of all worlds, so are all its judgments from the lowest world in Atzilut, which is Malchut that is called Elohim the Judge. And her judgments are considered supernal judgment in relation to this world, lower world of ours. Therefore, they are considered in relation to us like the judgments of Bina. And because she is the seventh level of Zeranpin, a decree is only issued against a man who is 20 years and older. This is because at the age of 13, or 12 for a girl, which is the beginning of the 13th year, a ruach, the ability to share, the ability to expand consciousness outside of oneself, that comes into the soul, comes onto the soul, comes into the body at the age of 13, or 12 for a girl. 7 years later, the 70 connects. And that is why only at the age of 20 does a man fully accept responsibility for his own actions. Prior to that, until the age of 13, 12 for a girl, the actions of the child relate to the correction and actions and judgment of the parents. From 13 to 20, there's a mixture. Some of the actions relate to the child, others of the actions relate to the parents. After age 20, all of one's actions relate to oneself. That's essentially what this verse was talking about on one level. Verse 127. Ashka chai sava v'rabi shimon v'chama le dizalgmin enoe dimin ama rabi shimon Ihi shavia amai me'esrin shanin uleila amar le zaka'a man demalil al udin deshamin. That sage looked at Rabbi Shimon and saw that his eyes were shedding tears. Rabbi Shimon said, if she is seventh, why does she judge the person of 20 years of age and older? He said to him, blessed is he who speaks two ears that hear. Verse 128. Tachatzi Bedina Dilta Ta Beara Lagazrin Dina Albarnash Adelesar Shanin Matama Begin Deshavkin Sheva Shanin Lishviya a Elohe Kol Haaretz Yikare Gwelet Rishu Levarnash Vi Nun Sheva Vi Nun Sheva Lasharan Ela Altelesar Diltata Ti Nun Kursiya Legabe Ugin Kach kol gazrin v'kol dinin dilta ta meinun sheva shanin dilta ta kilala v'esrin shanini hu. Come and see, the lower terrestrial court of law does not pass judgment against a person until he is 13 years of age. What is the reason? It is because they leave 7 years for the seventh. Elohim of the whole earth shall he be called. The verse from Isaiah chapter 54. A person has no authority over the seven, and the seven rest upon the 13 below, which are a throne for it. Therefore all the decrees and all the judgments of below come from the lower seven, which sums it to 20 years. Verse 129. V'dina di'alma b'rabi hiya al yada d'chai darga ihudi ihu mamash kaima b'dina al bino b'chai alma begin le'itaka legabe alma ila'a begin dilet le siyua desalka ul'itaka elami goitata e. The judgment of the world on Rosh Hashanah is carried through this level that actually stands in judgment over her children in this world, in order to be purified for the higher world. She has no assistance to rise and be purified except from the lower beings, namely that they should repent and raise Mayim Nukvim, female midwaters, returning light. And that is the end of the section. And that's also the end of our hour. Does anybody have any questions? Next week, on Tuesday at 7:45, we will be continuing our discussion of Ruach HaKodesh and how to achieve it. Wednesday at 10 p.m. L.A. time, we will continue our sessions on the mitzvot. Next Thursday, we will be reading from the Zohar on the parasha of Ki Tisa, the parasha that has many, many secrets. I bid you all Shabbat Shalom and Hag Sameach. Have a beautiful Purim and bring Mashiach now. Bring Mashiach, because this is the energy of Purim. Shabbat Shalom, Kol Tuv. Shalom.